The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain which Jesus ordered them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but doubted. Then Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, until the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord.
In the final line of the gospel this evening, Jesus says to the apostles, "Go forth and baptize all nations in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." There's a little story about a woman who goes to one of Billy Graham's conventions in the time when he was around. And she was very much captivated and impressed by what he said. So when she went home, she wrote to Billy Graham and said, "After listening to you and your wonderful being present at your wonderful convention, I feel called to preach, to go out and preach the good news. The only problem is that I am a woman, I'm married, and I have 12 children. What should I do?" Billy Graham wrote back to her and said, "Dear madam, you are blessed with, I respect your call to go out and preach the good news, but God has blessed you with a ready-made congregation in your own home. You can begin right away. No need to go anywhere else." Sorry for laughing, but it sounds funny. Well, it sounds funny to me. I hope it sounds funny to you too. Now, in the gospel today, we kind of try to figure or work out what the ascension is all about. And so today we're into rocket science and so on, and we see spaceships going up. Forget about that. What's the real meaning of the resurrection and of the ascension post the resurrection? And it's not just a historical event we ought to concentrate on, but really a mystical event, a mystery with a meaning behind it. And although it's beyond our understanding, we can try and get some meaning out of it. What can we get out of the ascension of Jesus today that is practical in our lives? And the apostles were there, and they were wondering, what happens now? And today we're all in the same situation. Where do we go from here? What happens after all this is over? Bringing it closer home, the ascension also is about a departure. And there's a lot of going and coming throughout our life. We are born, we become part of a family, and we mature and we grow, and a day comes and we want and we feel we got to now leave the nest or leave home. And that can be a very sad moment for our parents, for our family at home, a day when we come, as many young people do, and say to their parents, I'm going to leave home. I want to go and make my own life. But if you don't leave, you'll never become the person that God intends you to be. And the leaving is good not only for the person who leaves, but also for the people who are left behind. Because you've often heard it said, absence makes the heart grow fonder. And then we go through our lives, and there are many comings and goings, and maybe sometimes very painful departures. Every time, and it's a very, very, very painful departure, every time today we turn on the television to look at the news, and we hear of more people who have died in hospital because of the coronavirus. And the sad part of that at the moment is that the people who really matter in their lives cannot be there. So they don't even have a chance or an opportunity to say their last goodbye. And then even after that person dies, we cannot, in the normal sense, have a closure in having, for example, a funeral service, a memorial mass, or even go to the cemetery for a burial. That must be very, very, very painful. Hopefully, I'll never have to go through that, and I'm sure some of you listening to me this evening have gone through that very painful departure, painful loss. And to you, my heart goes out, and I sympathize with you, and I try for a moment to imagine what that must feel. And there are people here in our own community at the moment, in our own parish of Holy Family, who are going through that very, very painful process at this moment. And so I ask you this evening to keep those people in your prayers. Having said that, our own time comes. And before our time comes, we got to go back again to the Ascension. And Jesus said, which is very, very important, if I don't go away, my spirit will not come. We listen to that this evening. If I do not go away, my spirit will not come. Have you ever thought about that? It's something I often talk about at a funeral. When you lose a loved one, so for example, you lose a partner, a husband of 20, 30, 40, 50, sometimes 60 years, sometimes 70 years. I can't imagine what that pain must be like, because part of you dies too. But then go back to what Jesus said to us and is saying to us continually, if I don't go away, my spirit will not come. Why did Jesus say that? Have you ever asked yourself, why did Jesus say that? And the answer is because of his love, because he loved us. And love does not cease when you die. But whatever love you have for anybody in this life, and maybe for one person in particular, it doesn't cease, but it just explodes. It grows. It becomes, because now is without any trace of selfishness or self-consideration. It's pure, unadulterated love. It's the love of God. It's the real love without any element or trace of selfishness. And that's a beautiful thought to hold in your minds, especially for those who have been bereaved and are going through the grieving process at this moment. And so we mustn't, as I'm prone to think and imagine, and I'm sure you are too, we think of the historical Jesus maybe too much. And we imagine things Jesus did and said. And remember, we've only got a brief synopsis of Christ's life in the Gospels. And so we try to be there where Jesus was. But that's not where we need to be. We need to be here and now, because this is where Jesus is. And where is Jesus at this moment? He's in your heart. He's in my heart. He's in everybody's heart. And remember those words. If I don't go away, my spirit will not come. And the question for us this evening, do I really believe that in my life? Does that have any influence on my everyday life, on how I live, on how I treat people, of how I deal with difficult situations in my life? Does it have any meaning? Does that even thought cross my mind? Jesus is with me. Jesus is within me. And when you can live that out in your everyday life, believe me, it does make a difference. And so I encourage you, in whatever situation you find yourself, in whatever person you're dealing with, see Jesus in that situation or in that encounter. And it gives you a whole new perspective, a whole new outlook on life, and a whole new way of coping with all the difficult situations, all the suffering and pain that most of us in our lives go through, whether it be physical or mental. Because as Buddha said, suffering is part of life. There is no life without suffering and pain. So why should we be blaming God or blaming anybody else or getting all upset because I find myself going through some suffering? God never lets anything go to waste, even our most terrible and painful times. Amen.